This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Grab that cuppa and sit down for Conversations with the Mayor. Join in now as Taran speaks with our region's leaders.
Nō mai, haere mai, and welcome to Conversations with the Mayor. I'm your host, Taran Utica, and today we're doing something a little different. We're doing something different because local body elections are coming up this October. In fact, nominations are open now. So this is a one-off special episode for anyone who's ever looked at their town, shaken their head, and thought, somebody needs to sort this out. Or anybody who's looked at their community and said, do you know what? I love this place, and I want to help make it even better. So this episode is for you, for all of you people who think you might want to stand, but you're not quite sure. I'm going to walk you through what councillors really do, what kind of impact you can have if you do stand, why you might want to stand in the first place, and the difference between the district councils and the regional councils, as well as a whole bunch of things like what the mayor does, what community boards are, and how you actually go about standing for election. So let's dive in. We're going to start with why local government matters. And I guess it's because local government touches almost every part of your daily life. Among the many, many things that happen at local government, it decides which local roads get sealed, the funding and maintenance budget for local services that we all enjoy, like libraries and parks and recreation facilities. They also make plans and decisions around how to manage local water, what kind of housing gets built in your area or doesn't get built, how the community is represented around the decision-making table, how the community is planned for. Councillors also develop local bylaws to regulate various activities, which we all do, such as dog control or noise control, waste management. And of course, the one we all know about is councillors set the rates. So between the district and the regional councils, there's climate action, consenting process, public spaces, potholes, and people. Everyday life, and it's all wrapped up in one. So let's talk about why you might want to put your name forward. It's not because you have all the answers, and it's not because you're perfect. It's because you care, and you want to do something with that care. Maybe you want safer streets for your tamariki. Maybe you've seen how hard it is for renters or pensioners to be heard. Maybe you run a local business and you want council to better support the backbone of the economy. Perhaps you love the natural environment and you want bolder action on climate change to protect the environment for generations to come. Perhaps you just believe in fairness, justice, community, and you want your local government to reflect that. Or perhaps you just want to give back. Maybe you just want to make the place better. And that's reason enough. Standing for council isn't about power. At its heart, it's about service. It's about turning up, listening, asking good questions, and helping shape the future of your community from inside the room, not from the sidelines, and certainly not from on Facebook. So if there's no one who understands your lived experience at the table, then that table's missing something vital. Maybe that something is you or someone you know. If you're unsure about what councillors actually do, I was a council reporter for many years when I worked at Stuff, and from my perspective, councillors attend regular meetings and hearings. They meet with each other and they have public forums when the community comes in and talks to them about issues that are important. Councillors read lots of reports, lots of policies, lots of budgets, and then they vote on big decisions. They should respond to public feedback, complaints, compliments, listen to what people in the community want, not just what their friends want. And they should represent their community in strategy and in planning. Most importantly, they need to know how to work alongside others to get things done. When you are elected to a council, you are just one number. You can't achieve anything unless you can pitch your case and persuade the people around the table why your idea is good enough for them to vote for as well. You don't call the shots on your own. You're one voice on a team, and decisions happen by a majority vote. So that's always something that's really important to keep in the back of your mind if you're thinking about standing for local government. Is can you bring people around the table on a journey with you and explain your points and make them care? So let's talk about what kind of councils there are out there. We're going to pay particular attention to Taranaki because that's where I am and that's where most of our listeners are from. So Taranaki has four councils. Let's break them down a little bit. So there's the New Plymouth District Council. That's basically from Aukato to Tongapuru to Inglewood to Waitara and everything in between. They are a district council, so they manage local stuff like rubbish, roads, water, events, libraries, bylaws, everything like that. Then there's the Stratford District Council. It's the smallest council in our rohe, and it covers areas like Stratford, Taukau, Whangamomona, and rural communities. It's a small team, but they've got a big heart there. Then we've got the South Taranaki District Council. Again, this is another district council. This includes areas like Hawera, Eltham, Opanaki, Manaia, and Pātea. It's a diverse group of people, coastal, farmers, lots of creatives. It's a district of thinkers and doers. Again, because they're a district council, they manage local stuff. So your rubbish, your roads, your libraries, things like that. The other council is the Taranaki Regional Council. So that's our regional council in Aorohi. The regional authority is slightly different to the other councils we've just talked about. It's not about, you know, who picks up your bin or who's funding the libraries or where you get your building consents from. This one handles environmental things, so like rivers, biodiversity, pest control, air quality, it oversees oil and gas, takes care of our public transport, our river management, our flood protection, which is becoming quite important in Taranaki at the moment. So they're about, you know, like planet level thinking. So a bit different to the district councils, but again, part of the same local body election. Then if you break it down further and you're looking at our councils, if you decide to stand, you may get to choose whether you stand for a ward seat on a council or if you stand at large. So a ward or a constituency, as they call it at the Taranaki Regional Council, it's a specific part of the district. So like Waitara or Inglewood or Kaitaki Namutu Ward or the Taranaki Coastal Ward or the Eltham Kāponga Ward. Basically, it's a geographical location. So you can choose, in most cases, to stand in a ward and then only voters from that area vote for you. Some councils also have at-large councillors. They're elected by the whole district, not just one patch. And then for the three district councils, we have mayors. And the mayors are always elected at large by the whole district. Each council structure is a little bit different. So head to your local council's website and check out what the awards are and how they're set before you stand. Let's look at what the mayor does. So we've got the mayor of the New Plymouth District Council. We've got the mayor of the Stratford District Council. We've got the mayor of the South Taranaki District Council. And then there's also the chair of the Taranaki Regional Council. So we're looking at the mayors at the moment. So the mayors chair meetings. They speak for the council. They basically set the tone and lead the team. They work with the chief executive. They often carry the public face of the district. They tend to be the ones quoted the most in the media. If there's a natural disaster, they tend to front that issue and speak on television news. Their job is to lead. It's not a dictatorship, and it's certainly not like mayors in American towns that we might see on television, where they have a whole raft of special powers and can make things happen with the flick of a switch. They're really part of the team. They're the leader of the team, but they're still part of the team. They're one voice and one vote around the table. As someone who's sat through many years of council meetings, from my perspective, people seem to do best in this role if they're a connector. They have a calm head, or can have a calm head, and are future-focused and a bit diplomatic. So if that sounds like you, you know, this might be your moment. And you could be the next mayor of one of our wonderful districts in Taranaki. But if you're not quite ready for full council, because it is a big responsibility, but you still want to give back or maybe start your journey to full council, consider your community boards. So they exist in specific local areas like Kaitaki, Waitara, Eltham, Pātea. Many, many of our smaller catchments have community boards. And they basically represent that hyper-local voice. They're the people who live down the same street as you, the people you might see at the park, the local business owners in your small community, the farmers, the mum who leads play centre. Their job is to listen to what their community wants and to advise council on what's needed in their area. They push, or they should push, for local projects, for local funding, and for local services. They're basically a bit of they're a bit of a bridge between smaller local communities and the big guys at the district council. So, for example, I live in Aukato, so we have the Kaitaki Community Board that looks after Aukato, Owakura, and Omata. And that board exists because out on the coast, we've got slightly different needs to the people who live in town. And so our community board liaises with us, holds meetings, talks to people, finds out what we need, and reflects that back to council for us. Waikato, a few years went by where we were having days with no water. We weren't allowed to use water at all because we didn't have any water, so for a whole week we couldn't water our garden. So I know our local community board out there, you know, advocates for us on issues like that. They got us some wind and rain covers for the playground. They've got a barbecue down in Owakura at the reserve for people to use. So it's things like that. So it may seem smaller, but it's a vitally important part of local democracy. So if you get elected for a community board, you still go to meetings and you still make a difference. You do make a difference. Might just be on that little bit of a smaller scale, but it's equally as important. Now let's dive into who can stand and how they can stand. So you can stand if you are 18 years or more, you're a New Zealand citizen, you're enrolled to vote, and you're nominated by two people in your area. Nominations are currently open, and they close on the 1st of August, I believe, at midday. So to get your nomination in, you can download a form from your local council's website or pop in to see them. Find two people from the area to nominate you. You write a 150-word candidate statement and include a photo so voters know who you are. And you pay a deposit, I think it's $200, and then boom, you're officially a candidate. Then once you're a candidate, or for some people maybe beforehand, you campaign. So let's talk about campaigning. I don't know about you guys, but I always see people on Facebook, on community pages, saying things like, vote for me, I'll slash your rates, rates must be tied to inflation, I'll fire the chief executive, no more pet projects, I'll bring back free parking in the CBD. The truth of that is, even though some of that may sound appealing to voters, nobody can do anything alone. Councils work by majority vote. So if you want to cut rates, you need 50% of the table to agree with you. If you want to push a new policy or change a bylaw, you need to negotiate, you need to explain, and you need to earn the support of the people around you. So for those of you who are campaigning, start thinking about, you know, those bold promises you're making. Can you actually deliver that? And how will you make it happen? How will you convince your voters that you could make it happen? You're the right person to speak for them around the table to get that idea across the line. So I guess what I'm saying is ranting online is easy, especially as part of a campaign, but governing can be harder. So think carefully for voters as well. Think carefully about who you're voting for and if they have that ability around the table to actually make the changes that you want. Can they bring the people on the journey with them? Because, you know, politicians and great councillors are made up of people from all walks of life. They're not just, you know, people in suits or former lawyers or ex-politicians from central government. Great councillors are often good listeners. You know, they might not have the loudest voice, but they're tuned into their communities. They tend to be values-driven. They make decisions sometimes, you know, based on principles rather than popularity. They seem to be willing to learn, and as part of the role, you do get training and support, and you will need to read and learn a lot. And good councillors seem to be collaborative. It's not a one-person show. It's really not. There are other people around the table, and you can't achieve anything without getting at least some of those people to agree with you. And a great councillor needs to be connected to their community, to know what the people they represent need and want, because they are one of those people. They talk to one of those people. They're connected to people in their community. So really, I feel like rather than thinking I can't be on council because I've never been in politics before, or I'm not a lawyer, or I haven't done this, or I haven't done that, what we really need is representatives, people with lived experiences. We need renters, we need small business owners, we need Māori, we need Pacific people, we need youth, rainbow folks, women, seniors, disabled voices, and everyday legends. You know, you don't have to be polished to be in local government. You just have to show up with heart, listen, and do a good job for your community. And yes, you do get paid for that job. So all the pay is set by a national organisation called the Remuneration Authority. It's not set by the council itself. although I do believe they have to sign off on it. So how much do our mayors earn and how is it decided what they get paid? So the amount a mayor and our councillors get paid varies widely across Aotearoa. It depends on the size of the area they represent, how many people are in it, what their role is, and how many hours a week they're expected to commit. There's a bit of a formula. So this year, our New Plymouth District Councillors earned between $53,000 and $67,000 per year if they had no other responsibilities, like chairing a committee. The Deputy Mayor took home $92,000 and the Mayor received $166,000. Now that's the base salary, that's without, as I said before, chairing committees or expenses or any of those things. In South Taranaki, our district councillors earned between $32,000 to $56,000 and the mayor made $145,000. The Stratford district councillors earned between $19,000 and $33,000 while the mayor was paid $111,000. And in the Taranaki Regional Council, the councillors took home between $45,000 and $56,000, with the chairperson earning $116,000. And for those of you interested in a community board members also get paid. It is modest, but it counts. So most members earn between $6,000 and $12,000 a year, again, depending on the population size of the area they're representing. And chairs can earn between $12,000 and $18,000, again, depending on the population size. At the end of the day, all elected representatives are expected to attend meetings, read reports, and advocate for their neighbourhoods. So you get paid for your time and for your mahi, or at least a maybe, you know, you don't get an hourly rate, but you get paid. So if you do get elected, what happens then? So October is when it begins. That's when you'll know the results of the election. So you'll be sworn in, you'll get orientation and training, you'll meet the council staff, you'll learn the standing orders, because yes, they are a thing. There are rules at the council table, who can speak when, how you speak, how you pass motions. So you'll be taught all of that. And then you start making decisions. Start reading, start connecting, and start making decisions about the things that come before you around the council table. It is a steep learning curve, but also there's a lot of growth, a lot of insight, a lot of connection, and most importantly, a lot of positive impact you can have. You'll help shape 10-year plans, district visions, public policies. You'll have a hand in investment decisions that ripple through like generations. Decisions you make this year make a difference in the kind of world your tamariki or your mokopuna could be living in. I guess the other thing to remember is, as a councillor, you don't always get your way, you don't always win votes, but you have a seat at the table, you have a chance to be heard, you have a space where you can speak and people will listen to you. Whether or not they vote with you is a different question. So final thoughts. If you've ever looked at your community and thought, why doesn't someone fix this? This is so irritating. Or, gosh, I love living here. I really love living here and I want to make it a great place for my grandkids to live too. Then maybe you are someone who should stand for council. We need more good people on our local councils. Not perfect ones. We need more good people to stand, and we need more people to vote. We need people on our councils who know the realities, people who have done the mahi in their own communities, people who want to make things fairer, kinder, better, more livable. So don't wait to be asked. Don't wait until you feel perfectly ready, because you'll never be perfectly ready. Back yourself. And even if you're not standing for council, make sure you get out there and vote. We have a notoriously low voter turnout for local body elections, between 40 and 60% at a push. It's low. We need to make sure that we get out there and vote, because I would argue that local body politics, our local councils, they impact our day-to-day life so much more than central government. So please make sure you invest in this election. Make sure you read about your candidates. You think about whether they could deliver around the table for what you believe in. And get out there and vote. Encourage your friends to vote. Encourage your neighbours to vote. And back yourself if you're standing. Go for it. Come on here, we'll have an interview. Anyway, this has been Conversations with the Mayor, special edition. I'm your host, Taryn Utica, on Access Radio Taranaki, or wherever you find your podcasts. If this sparked something in you, grab a nomination form, visit your council's website, talk to your friends, talk to your family, just have a kōrero. This year, don't just vote. Maybe stand and make a difference. Ka kite, everyone.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.